Now, what else, Ab?
Oh, Mrs. Douglas needs a loaf of white bread.
Sliced or unsliced?
Are those the only two kinds you have?
Yeah.
It's a big decision. If it ain't right, I'll have to bing it brack.
I can't bing brack bed. What else do you need?
Let me see.
Excuse me. I'm looking for Mr. Drucker.
That's him, but I'm younger.
I'm Carol Kenworthy.
Oh, well, it's nice to see you. I've been expecting you. Welcome to Hooterville.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Eb, you clumsy...
Instead of hollering at me, why don't you introduce me to the beautiful young lady?
Miss Kenworthy, this is Eb Dawson.
Hi.
Eb, this is Miss Kenworthy, our new school teacher.
School teacher? Wow-wee!
Eb, do you want something else?
Yes, sir. A pencil box, a composition book, a lunch pail, and 12 erasers.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, City Life! Green Acres, we are there! What do you want with your coffee?
Well, I'd like,
Keep it simple.
Toast? That's simple enough?
Under normal circumstances, yes, but not today.
Why not?
Ab didn't bing brack the bed.
What?
I sent him for a loaf of white, but he didn't bing it brack.
We have whole wheat bread. Bread.
I'm sorry, I can't make whole wheat toast. All I know how to make is white bread toast.
You make whole wheat toast the same way. You just put the whole wheat bread in the toaster.
We don't have a whole wheat toaster.
We don't have a whole wheat toaster.
I just said that.
Just put it in the toaster. It'll do both.
Maybe you're right. It says light and dark. I guess you set it to the light for the white bread and dark for the whole wheat bread.
You figured it out. Not well, but you figured it out.
I could have figured it out before if you didn't throw away the instructions.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Living with you isn't easy.
Lisa... Yeah, but where have you been?
Drucker's store.
Well, what took you so long?
I stopped to fall in love.
He stopped to fall in love.
There he goes with the instant replay again. Who's the girl, Ab?
Her name is Carol Kenworthy, and... What's burning?
Oh, the toast!
Golly, Mrs. Douglas, you ought to know better than to put whole wheat bread in a white bread toaster.
He told me to.
You should know better than to listen to him.
Look, Eb,
As I was saying, her name is Carol Kenworthy. She's a new school teacher, and she's beautiful, and I'm in love with her.
You just met her, and you fell in love with her.
Why not? Love ain't like booze. You don't have to age it in a cask.
What a poetic way to put it. You used to say things like that to me.
I never said anything like...
Would you like to meet her?
Yeah, sometime.
How about now? She's out in the car.
She's out in the...
She's gonna be living here.
What?
Well, I thought it'd be handy having the woman I love living near me. I'll go get her.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Miss Kenworthy, but Eb misled you. We don't have an extra room.
She can have my room.
And where are you going to sleep?
I'll move my crib into your room.
Eb, will you just relax? Now, I'm sure we'll be able to find a room for you somewhere.
Oh, I hope so. You see, I'm anxious to get settled. This is my first teaching job.
I wanted to be a teacher, but my father wouldn't let me. He said it wouldn't look right for the daughter of the king to be teaching the pheasants.
Oh, boy.
Your father was a king?
Well, not a full-time king. You see, he looked very much like the real king. So every time there was a revolution, they'd shove my father out on the balcony and they let them shoot at him. That's the way he worked his way through college.
There's a piece of history you might want to teach the kids in your class.
Oh, I'd be glad to come and tell them myself.
That would be very nice.
This ain't getting Carol a room.
Let me call around and see what... Excuse me.
Oh, hello, Mr. Kimball.
Hi, Mr. Douglas. Oh, how are you, Mr. Douglas? Say, you changed your hair. It's very becoming.
That's Miss Kenworthy, the new school teacher.
Oh, how are you, Miss Kenworthy? It's about time we got a good-looking school teacher around here.
That's Mr. Kimball, our county agent.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Kimball? Boy, what a coincidence. You have the same name as mine and you're county agent, too, huh?
I'm not a... Why bother?
What can we do for you, Mr. Kimball?
Who are you talking to, him or me?
You.
Let's see. Yes. I stopped in at Sam's store and he tells me he's a new school teacher in town.
This is she.
Oh, gee. Glad to... Stop.
She.
Oh, you're the new school teacher, huh? Well, I'm sorry. I'm a little confused today.
Today?
Well, I didn't sleep all night. I had this horrible nightmare. I dreamed that I was living in some foreign country, and I looked just like the king, and there was a revolution, and they shoved me out on the balcony, and the pheasants were shooting at me.
Why, that's the same thing that happened to my father, but in real life.
Say, maybe you two are related.
To what?
To...
Anyway, Sam tells me that you're looking for a room.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, maybe I can help you out. My mother has a spare room in our house.
Oh, do you think she'd rent it to me?
Why not? She used to run it out to my father. That's a family joke.
I thought you were the family joke.
Oh, that's very funny. Well, not funny. It's sick.
It would be very nice. Mrs. Kimball has a lovely house.
Well, if you think your mother would rent me
a room... Oh, I'm sure she'd be happy to. My mother always wanted a daughter around the house, and, well, if you came and moved in, I wouldn't have to wear a dress on Sundays.
A dress?
Don't worry, Miss Kenworthy. His mother has all her marbles.
Come in. Oh, hello there, darling.
Hi, Mrs. Douglas. Is Ev here?
No, he went over to Mr. Kimball's house.
Oh, well, I really wanted to see you. I need an older woman's advice.
I'll tell her when she comes in.
Oh, I didn't mean that. Well, I meant someone a couple years older than myself.
Oh, well, then you came to see the right person. What's your problem?
Well, Ev invited me to the Y dance Saturday night, and this is the only thing I have to wear, and I wonder if you think it looks all right.
Well, why don't you go into the bedroom and slip it on?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's a lot easier than breaking them by hand.
What do you think?
Well, it's a...
You're right. It's a mess.
The trouble is that you got a pretty figure and all these bows and sashes are covering up all the good stuff.
Well, I wouldn't want to wear anything too daring.
I didn't mean daring. When you wear a dress, you shouldn't come right out with it. You have to hint at it.
I don't understand.
Let me show you. This is a hinter. No. This is a come right out with it. Here is what you need. A hanger on her. You can have it.
Oh, no, you might need it.
No, I can still hang on with what I've got.
Wait till Em sees me in this.
Are you stuck on him?
I like him better than any boy I know. Mrs. Douglas? Has he ever said anything to you about how he feels about me?
He said a couple of times how much he likes you.
Really? Did he ever mention anything about marriage?
Sweetheart, that's one word men never mention.
they go through life like there was no search word. It's up to the woman to drag the word out of them.
How do you do that?
I tell you how I did it with Mr. Douglas. We were going together for 2 years, and my mother started to complain about all the free dinners he was having in our house. So one night, when he came over, before he could say, "What's for dinner?" I said, "Guess whose wedding we're invited to?" And he said, "Whose?" And I said, "Ours." And before he could uncross his eyes, we were on our honeymoon.
Oh, Mr. Douglas.
Maybe it wasn't quite like that. If you need anything else, just let me know.
Eb! 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 Eb!
Eb! What the... who are you looking for?
Well, is there another Eb around here?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Eb! Oh, Eb!
You stop. Now, where have you been?
I went over to the Kimballs to help Carol get settled.
You've been gone over 2 hours.
She took a lot of settling. I had to unpack her clothes, draw her bath, and paint her room.
Settle her on your own time. We got a lot of work to do.
Mr. Douglas, can I have an advance on my salary?
No.
But I've got a date with Carol Saturday night. I'm taking her to the Y dance.
I hope you have a good time. Now, if we...
Ab, you had a visitor, Darlene.
Who?
The girl you've been going with.
What's her name again?
Darlene Wheeler. You know, Ab, I think she's in love with you.
What was her name?
May we please get to work?
I loaned her a dress for the dance you're taking her to Saturday night.
Holy dear Abby! I forgot I asked her. Now I've got 2 dates.
Well, aren't you lucky?
Who is the now other date with?
Carol!
But you just met her today. You hardly know her.
I drew her bath and painted her room.
Look, can we please get started? It's almost...
You can't do that to Darlene. You invited her weeks ago.
That was B.C., before Carol.
You've been watching Hee-Haw again.
Well, you just have to tell Carol that you can't take her.
But, Mrs. Douglas, I don't want her...
Let's get to work.
How can I work with this hanging over my head?
Would you be able to work if you had unemployment hanging over it?
Right. Just sit there and read your book as if nothing has happened.
What?
You men are all alike.
What are you picking on me for?
You're a man, aren't you?
Well, yes, but...
Making a date with one girl and throwing her over for another.
I didn't make a date with anybody.
Like father, like son.
Eb isn't my son, and don't blame me for his fickleness.
Then who taught him how to fickle?
I don't know. Maybe he's just a natural-born fickler.
This isn't the first time you've done this.
I haven't done anything.
What about the time you stood me up for the redhead?
I never stood... Oh, yeah, the redhead.
Inviting me to the barrister ball, and then you called me up and you told me you couldn't take me because you had the measles.
I did.
Then how come you went to the dance with the redhead?
The doctor said the only thing that would cure my measles was dancing with a redhead.
What kind of a doctor would say that?
Well, any good witch doctor.
Do you know what I did that whole night? I stayed home and cried.
Oh, Lisa. I might have dated the redhead, but who did I marry?
All right. You're forgiven.
Oh, thank you.
Now that that is settled, what about Ab and Darlene and Carol?
Let them get another guy and make a movie out of it. Good night.
How does this one sound? I call up Darlene and tell her I can't take her to the dance because I have a rare Scottish disease called the Highland Flu, and I'll see her as soon as I'm better. Then I take Carol.
I don't think Darlene is going to believe you have something called the Highland Flu.
Why not? Your wife believed you had the red-headed dancing measles.
Look, I just had...
You don't happen to remember the name of the witch doctor, do you?
Eb, let's just finish up here.
Yes, sir. How does this idea sound?
pick up Darlene and take her out to supper in a restaurant. When the check comes, I tell her I forgot my money. I have to go home and get it.
Eb, she's not going to believe...
I leave her there and pick up Carol and take her to the dance and have one fast dance with her, and then I tell her I have to go home because I left the water running in my bathtub.
Eb, you got to be out of here.
I rush back to the restaurant, get Darlene, and take her to the dance. When I get to the front door, I tell her I forgot my tickets. I have to go home and get them. I leave her there and rush around to the back door and have another quick dance with Carol. How do you like it so far?
Let's reduce this to its simplest common denominator.
What does that mean?
If you'd rather go to the dance with Carol, all you have to do is go over and tell Darlene the truth. That you're sorry, but you're taking somebody else.
I don't think that was very good advice.
What's wrong with telling the truth?
That's pretty strange coming from a fellow who had the rat-headed dancing measles.
Will you forget that and let's not discuss this anymore? The whole problem is solved. No, it's not.
Hello, Mrs. Douglas. Mr. Douglas.
Hi, Mrs. Ethel.
Oh, hello there, Arnold. What's the matter with Arnold? He isn't his usual kipper self.
A chipper.
No, he ain't. He's in a mess of trouble. Tell him about it, Arnold.
Oh, that's terrible.
If it wasn't for Curly Lambert, I'd wash my hands of the whole affair.
Who's Curly Lambert?
Annabelle's father.
Who's Annabelle?
The sow that Arnold's been going steady with.
Oh, she's cute.
Look, if you'll excuse me,
No, I don't go yet. We need your advice. It ain't always stupid, Arnold.
What happened?
Well, Romeo here made a date with Annabelle to take her to a dance.
To a...
So Annabelle come over to the house and Doris fixed her up with a new ribbon for her tail. Meanwhile, Dimwit here goes over to Crabwell Corners and meets Penelope.
Who's Penelope?
She's the sow that works in the pool hall racking balls.
How can a pig rack...
So Arnold invited Penelope to the dance, forgetting about his date with Annabelle.
I don't believe this whole thing.
Anyway, Arnold wants to get out of his date with Annabelle. So I thought you might think up some kind of excuse for him.
Well, I'll give him the same advice I gave Eb. Tell him to tell Darlene.
He wants to know who Darlene is.
Penelope.
He doesn't want to break the date with Penelope. He wants to break the date with Annabelle.
Well, whoever it is, let him do what I told Eb to do. Just tell her the truth.
Tell her the truth? That's what Mr. Douglas said I should do.
That sounds like the kind of stupid advice he would give.
Do you have any suggestions, Mr. Haney?
Well, there are several things to do in cases of mal de mer.
Mal de mer?
Sickness of the mer. That's French for love. You've heard the expression, la mer, toujours la mer.
Oh, yeah.
Now, since you want to break your date with Annabelle...
Who's Annabelle?
I'm sorry. That's the girl that Arnold is having la mer trouble with.
The girl I'm having trouble with is Darlene.
Now, here's what I'd suggest. Have you got any money with you?
Yes, sir. $3.
Oh, that's too bad. All I've got is a $5 suggestion.
I didn't know you were going to charge me for advice.
Oh, I'm forced to, being a charter member of the Love Counselors of America.
Don't you have any $3 advice?
Come to think of it, I do. May I have the $3, please?
There you are. Now, what's your advice?
First, you go over to Darlene's house and borrow another $2 from her.
Mr. Haney, I...
Now, after you get the money, then you tell her that you'd like to take her to the dance, but your wife is unexpectedly returning from Schenectady.
I don't have a wife in Schenectady.
The town is not important. It's the sincerity with which you tell her.
Oh, yes?
My name's Wheeler. I'm Darlene's father.
Oh, yes, yes.
Your son, Eb, was just over to see my daughter and broke a date with her.
Well, he's not my...
The girl has hysterics.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I...
Maybe you don't care about your kid, but I'm not letting my daughter go out with any boy who has a wife in Racine, Wisconsin.
Racine?
And if he ever comes near her again, I'm going to punch him in the nose.
No, you're not going to punch him in the nose.
All right, if you want to stand in for him.
Why did you have to tell him you had a wife in Racine, Wisconsin?
Because I didn't know anybody in Schenectady.
That makes sense.
Why did you tell Darlene a story like that anyway? I thought you were going to tell her the truth.
Mr. Haney said that was a stupid suggestion.
Stupid?
Anyway, it worked. I'm off the hook with Darlene, and now I can take Carol to the dance with a carefree conscience.
What's the matter, Ab?
I just had my rug pulled out from under me.
What happened?
Carol, she's not going to the dance with me.
Why not?
Her boyfriend's coming in for the weekend. She's going with him.
That's too bad.
Now I don't have anybody to go with.
What? You never should have burned your bridge work behind you with Darlene.
Yeah.
Maybe if you went over and apologized to Darlene and told her the truth.
What is the truth? I've been living a lie for so long I've forgotten.
Well, tell her that you are not married and that you are sorry that you made up that story.
It's worth a try.
Take her a box of candy or some flowers.
Thanks, Mom.
He's a good boy.
Here you are. Get your apologizing candy here. A box of apologizing. Oh, excuse me, mister. Could you be interested? Oh, it's you, Eb.
Yeah.
Where you going?
Over to see Darlene and apologize.
Without a box of candy?
Look, Mr. Haney, I'm in a hurry. I've got to convince Darlene that the story I told her wasn't true. I'm not really married.
Oh, that should be easy to do.
Do you think so?
Yeah, especially if you have a divorce certificate to show her.
I don't have one.
You don't have a divorce certificate? Hark, what is this that has sprung into my hands? Well, I'll be horn-diddled. It's an authenticated, fairly legal-looking certificate of divorce. Now, you just show her this, and she'll know that you're no longer legally married.
Mr. Haney,
and all it's going to cost you is just $8.
$8? I don't have any money.
That's all right. We'll just charge it to Mr. Douglas. Now, what was the name of that city that you was married in again?
Racine, Wisconsin.
Racine, Wisconsin.
You need a little brown piece with a yellow edge.
Oh?
Yeah.
How about this one?
That's green.
Oh, it'll work. There you are.
Well, now you got a yellow tiger with a green ear.
Ha. Is there any booze?
What?
My life is a shambles.
Didn't Darlene make up with you?
Yeah.
Then why have you got down in your mouth?
Maybe he's been chewing on his pillow.
What happened, Ab?
I went over to Darlene's house, and she didn't want to talk to me because I was married. But I finally convinced her I wasn't. I showed her my divorce certificate.
What divorce certificate?
The one you owe Mr. Haney $8 for.
You bought a...
I finally blurted out the whole sordid truth, and she forgave me.
Then you're going to the dance with her.
No, ma'am.
Why not?
Well, when I asked her to go to the dance, she said she couldn't go because we had to go to a wedding. And I said, whose? And she said, ours. The next thing I know, we were hugging and kissing. It was awful.
Well, I think it's wonderful.
Just a second. That wedding, who's ours routine sounds familiar. Lisa, did you?
Congratulations, Ab.
Lisa, did you?
Darlene's a wonderful girl. When is the wedding?
We really didn't decide that. Well, I'm going to sleep. Maybe I can dream my way out of this.
All right, Lisa. Let's,
Would you like to finish the jigsaw puzzle, or do you want to go to bed?
I want to talk to you.
That wasn't one of the choices.
Lisa, did you plant that idea in Darlene's head?
Well, I might have mentioned it. I thought if it worked once, it might work again.
Lisa, you are...
I'm what?
Hungarian.
Well, he won't be mad long. Filmways presentation, darling.